Support comes from St. Louis Public Library Foundation, helping the library serve children and their families with programs and services needed to become lifelong readers. More information about the foundation is at slpl.org.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Monday, October 14th. I'm Abby Larico. Missouri's trade unions are increasingly willing to give Republican candidates a chance, especially ones who advocate pro-labor positions.
Whether you're Democrat or Republican, if you support working class people and labor initiatives, those are the people that we're going to go out and support and make sure that we can try and do whatever we can to rally the membership around them.
St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum explores whether GOP outreach to labor is part of a wider trend or just election year pandering. Coming up after this news on The Gateway. St. Louis area Boeing employees are waiting to hear if their jobs are safe after the company based in Arlington, Virginia, announced Friday that it will cut 10% of its workers in coming months. Boeing employs nearly 17,000 people across plants in St. Louis County, St. Charles, and Muscoota, Illinois. Boeing's president and CEO said detailed information about layoffs will be available this week, according to a report in the Seattle Times. The company will not go forward with the furloughs it had announced last month. Ameren, Missouri is shutting down a Jefferson County coal plant starting tomorrow. St. Louis Public Radio's Kate Grumke reports.
The Rush Island coal plant south of St. Louis on the Mississippi River has been the subject of years of court battles. A federal judge ruled the plant was violating the Clean Air Act. In response, the company chose to close the plant instead of installing pollution controls. The Sierra Club sued Ameren. Gretchen Waddell Barwick is director of its Missouri chapter and says there are questions that need to be answered.
Ameren violated the Clean Air Act for over a decade. The conversation now is, what does justice look like? What does restitution look like?
Ameren officials say they will fully close the plant within 6 months. Ameren still operates two other coal plants in Missouri. I'm Kate Grumke, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missouri lawmakers are holding a hearing Tuesday about the impact of radioactive waste in the St. Louis area. The special House committee is holding a hearing at 11 a.m. at the Spencer Creek Library in St. Peter's. House Speaker Dean Plocker said in a statement that the committee will allow stakeholders to, quote, document their concerns and develop legislative solutions. This state committee comes as Missouri's elected officials are trying to include the St. Louis region in a federal program compensating people who became sick because of radioactive waste exposure. GOP Senator Josh Hawley's bill passed the Senate twice but has become stuck in the House. Illinois state lawmakers are returning to Springfield next month for a short legislative session, and top of mind for some Democrats is gun control. Mawa Iqbal has more.
A group of lawmakers want additional gun regulations. They're proposing to increase the age requiring safe gun storage in homes from 13 to 18 years old. And they also want to shorten the time period to report a gun lost or stolen to authorities from 3 days to 2 days. Here's Senator Ram Vilavalam.
We need to ensure that all of our gun owners are responsible and they know what they need to do to keep everybody safe, including our youth.
The group also wants to keep firearms away from those accused of domestic violence. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Jury selection in the federal corruption trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan will continue into next week. Capital News Illinois reports 11 jurors have been chosen after a slow 3 days of questioning those in the jury pool. One more jury member is needed, along with six alternates. Madigan and his co-defendant, longtime Springfield lobbyist Mike McLean, are charged with bribery and racketeering in a trial scheduled to take the rest of the year. So far, the jury includes a teacher, an Amazon warehouse worker, an overnight nurse, and a Goodwill Donation Center employee. A new grant program will direct $500,000 to help St. Louisans develop films and TV shows. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin reports.
The St. Louis Film Project is designed to foster the visual media industry here. It comes after the Missouri legislature enacted new tax credits for film productions last year. Michael D. Francis, a St. Louis-based reality TV producer, is on the grant selection committee.
We have the opportunity to really do something great here and set up some people and projects to do great things coming out of St. Louis, and that could be very powerful.
The project is a partnership between the Regional Arts Commission and Continuity, a nonprofit that helps people break into the business. It's funded by federal coronavirus relief money. Grants will be up to $100,000 each, and applications close November 15th. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missouri's trade unions have been a source of Democratic votes and financial support for decades, but trade union members are increasingly willing to give Republican candidates a chance, especially ones who hold pro-labor positions. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum explores whether this GOP outreach is part of a wider trend or just an election year strategy.
When GOP U.S. Senator Josh Hawley and Democratic U.S. Senate nominee Lucas Kuntz clashed at the Missouri State Fair in Sedalia, it correctly foreshadowed that the race between the two men would be contentious and personal.
Previous election violations, and here you go doing them again, man.
Let's debate.
Let's do it. We got all five, and I agreed to Fox News.
Let's go right over there. Let's go right now.
I'll see you on Fox News, bro.
Jason, you want to moderate?
We offered you a safe space.
Go for it.
But there was a bigger revelation in this scrum than just a debate over debates. At the state fair, Hawley said he no longer supported right to work, which bars unions and employers from requiring workers to pay dues as a condition of employment. This was a huge shift for Hawley, who previously supported the policy when he first ran for office in 2016.
I don't think it's fair to ask union organizers to have to organize for people who are not paying union dues. When you get a union contract, it's for all the workers in the shop, in the organization. But if a bunch of those people don't pay dues, but yet they get the benefit of the contract, I just think that's not fair.
Kuntz and his allies have sought to portray Hawley's comments as desperate pandering during an election year. But not everybody is viewing Hawley's conversion on right to work as a bad thing. Billy Crow is a second-generation member of the St. Louis-based Sheet Metal Workers Union Local 36. Crow is also a Republican who opposes abortion rights, wants lower taxes, and supports stricter immigration laws. He sees Hawley's pro-union rhetoric as the next step in Republican outreach to union members.
The more Republicans that can see our point of view as union members, the better. And we want to keep right to work out, whether it's the county by county, the state by state, or a national right to work law. Like we that's not a good thing for union members or for the country as a whole, as we believe.
Now, we should note here that organized labor is not this political monolith. And when it comes to trade unions, many members are still very loyal to Democrats. In fact, Bernie Ryan, an electrician with the St. Louis-based International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, says fans of GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump sometimes encounter hostility at work sites.
A Trump voter in electricians would know just to keep his mouth shut and save it for at home.
But there are some tangible signs that members of trade unions are more amenable to Republicans, especially in Missouri. For instance, Democrats used to control almost all of the local and state-based offices in Jefferson County, which is home to scores of current and retired labor union members. Now they dominate politics there, as well as union strongholds like St. Genevieve and St. Francis counties, as well as some parts of South St. Louis County. And since Missouri is expected to remain a Republican-leaning state for the foreseeable future, unions are adapting. Jake West of the St. Louis-based Sheet Metal Workers says his union is willing to back Republicans who are with them on labor issues, especially since the GOP-controlled General Assembly could try to revive things like right to work in the near future.
We have a saying around here is we support those who support us. So whether you're Democrat or Republican, if you support working class people and labor initiatives, those are the people that we're going to go out and support and make sure that we can try and do whatever we can to rally the membership around them.
In some respects, what's happening in Missouri aligns with national trends. Washington University sociology professor Jake Rosenfeld says Trump in particular helps shift blue-collar workers without college degrees toward the GOP, which could be why prominent Republicans like Holly are using explicitly pro-union messages to get support this year.
As the GOP is grabbing more and more votes from non-college working-class voters, some members, like Holly, are adopting stances more in line with those voters' economic interests. At the same time, this has been a kind of a now stubborn trend of the last couple of years. Unions poll quite well. You see union approval standing at right around two-thirds of Americans out there. They poll much better than any candidate for major office. So getting on the right side of them is smart politics.
But Republican inroads to organized labor may have a ceiling. For instance, the Missouri AFL-CIO endorsed Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe during the GOP primary. But that group is supporting Democrat Crystal Quaid in the general election because Kehoe wouldn't commit to vetoing right to work if he becomes governor. And organized labor leaders like Missouri AFL-CIO President Jake Hummel are pretty skeptical that Republicans like Holly will follow through with their pro-labor rhetoric with pro-labor votes.
I'm happy that his politics have evolved on that. I look forward to his record changing from the 0% lifetime rating the AFL-CIO has given him to something else. So we'll see how that actually changes. Actions speak louder than words.
Rosenfeld, the Washington University sociology professor, says the real test could be if Holly and Democrat Kamala Harris win, and whether Holly will, for instance, vote for Harris's nominees to the National Labor Relations Board, or back federal legislation making it easier for workers to organize.
But that's not to say that these words and limited actions don't matter. I think they provide space for others in the broader GOP umbrella to kind of break with longstanding party orthodoxy and support some pro-union positions.
The Missouri State Fair this year provided another piece of anecdotal evidence that Republicans have more work to do to attract members of organized labor. After the Kuntz-Holly scrum ended, Holly was giving a speech across the street from the fairgrounds. Midway through, a group of union members interrupted him. And perhaps that small moment may showcase larger skepticism that Republicans like Holly are going to need to follow through on their pro-union rhetoric by supporting pro-union initiatives. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Fred Ehrlich edited that piece. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Theme music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.